This is Indie Major, a show devoted to the wide-ranging stories and visions of individualized majors at the University of Connecticut. I'm your host, Ken Cormier. I'm here with Amira Shatara. Hi, Amira.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in. Amira, you created an individualized major here at UConn called Sustainability, Cannabis, and Plant Sciences. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what that major entails?
Yeah, my major, it focuses on social and environmental sustainability and how we can utilize them to create more sustainable and circular societies. The cannabis aspect of it kind of also fits into that, but it's not the main focus of my degree. It's just more because cannabis has been, it has so many uses, uses that they can be for physical health purposes, and they can also be used as industrial materials, whether it's like for clothes or buildings. And they're also great for regenerative agriculture, because you can use cannabis for phytoremediation or as a cover crop in fields to help bring nitrogen back into the soil and help collect nutrients for your next crop.
So that's so interesting. So multiple uses for cannabis. And I guess historically, this is a time when the society has sort of caught up and is actually beginning to, again, explore those uses, because for a long time that was not possible.
Well, yes. So we're going back to exploring it, because for such a long time, we criminalized cannabis in order to punish the communities that it was sort of like a part of their culture and a part of their way of life. And that was, you know, grown in the places that a lot of people immigrated from. And so now we are starting to decriminalize it again and sort of, in a way, rediscover all of it, its many uses.
Right, right. I mean, right. Because there's obviously this, I think when people see the term cannabis or marijuana or whatever, they think recreational use, right?
Right.
And it's always been interesting to me growing up in a society where it was illegal and classified along with narcotics and different drugs. It always seemed a little strange to grow up in a society that not only embraced but promoted a drug like alcohol, for example,
right?
As a recreational drug, but and then would like burn down fields of marijuana, which is literally a plant growing out of the ground.
Yes.
And just like identifying and burning fields of this stuff,
right.
Which always struck me as like, really, like illegal plants. And so if you can step up beyond that sort of that one dimensional look at what it is as a recreational drug and start to see all these different uses, then yeah, it seems odd that we've lost decades of just being able to work with this important plant.
Exactly. Especially since we actually have systems within our body that processes cannabis. Like we have an endocannabinoid system, so it's actually like wired into us, and the compounds within cannabis can affect our endocannabinoid system in so many different ways versus a lot of like opioids that are used in the medical field or even like medications that are used for psychological purposes. We don't have systems within our body that can process those. So it is definitely an interesting study.
Yeah, so there's this kind of holistic, natural sort of look at our place in the ecosystem and all that, which
definitely
is kind of fascinating too. So most of the coursework that you've done in your major, it looks like here, is in plant sciences.
Yes.
So like, who are you working with over there, and what does the program look like in terms of, you know, cannabis studies, but also other things that are going on there?
I worked a lot with Dr. Berkowitz to design my major, and also just general conversations about what I thought I wanted to do with my major. And a lot of what I've studied so far is I've tried to focus on more sustainable and regenerative ways of agriculture. So with Dr. Berkowitz specifically, I took a course on sustainable vegetable production. And in that course, he taught us all about the different sort of organic ways that farmers grow. And he took us to on field trips to visit these farms that utilized organic and sustainable practices and crop rotation and no-till or limited till processes. So just being able to, like, going from reading it in a book or listening to it in our lecture to actually seeing it in practice and how it's viable and helping our farmers and helping their communities, it opens your mind to so many possibilities, especially for students who've never seen smaller scale agriculture, especially since a lot of university agriculture courses do highlight industrial or commercial farms that have hundreds upon hundreds of acres that have been passed through generations. So we got to see small farms where it was farmers who had, a lot of them had like come from the corporate world and purchased maybe 5 acres or less and used regenerative farming practices to build their farms and build their new lifestyles. And they would share how they are providing their fresh produce to their community, either through CSA programs, farmers markets. Some even had like food donation programs for products that they felt were subpar and they couldn't offer to their consumers at full price. So not something that isn't, like, it's still safe for human consumption, but it can still benefit someone else.
And that's so, and it's really true, like the amount you can actually grow on like a 3-acre plot or a 5-acre plot and distribute it, whether it's to farmers markets, like you said, or local. We have the Willimantic Food Co-op here, which I know a lot of local farmers have their produce on sale there. There's school programs too, right, where local farms will supply vegetables to schools.
Yeah, so there are a lot of food programs. There's one specifically in Bridgeport that we are working with, and it's actually the Mashantucket Pequot. They grow hydroponic lettuce and sell it directly to the Bridgeport school systems.
Wow.
Which is, it builds in income for them, and then it also provides kids who wouldn't otherwise have access to this quality of produce within their schools.
Hmm. And so this brings me to the sustainability part of your major. And sustainability sort of covers not just agriculture, right, but all sorts of ways in which this farming you're talking about promotes sustainability in a community and the economy and all sorts of stuff. You're doing a capstone paper right now where you're doing some research, and I think you're addressing some of these issues of sustainability, economy, and all that. Could you just talk for a second about what it is that you're looking at in that paper?
In my paper, I am looking at how small-scale farming can empower communities with food sovereignty and how it can make fresh produce more accessible to people and more affordable. And also how we can keep revenue from things like produce within local communities. So by doing that with small-scale farming, one, people know how their food is grown and where their food is coming from. So they have an opportunity to build relationships with these farmers. And sometimes farmers have pay what you can programs. So it's people who can afford to pay full price for things do that. And sometimes people will put more towards produce for other people. And then people in the community who are less fortunate can just pay what they can or pay nothing. And so that really helps communities in times of crisis, like during our pandemic, when prices for things like produce were astronomically high because of reduced imports. And then smaller farms were able to sort of pick that up and bring that to their local communities through CSA and farmers markets.
It seems like the local part of it feels maybe a little bit pre-industrial agriculture, maybe, or maybe it's even now it's post-industrial agriculture. Do you think, is there some sort of, I don't know, groundswell of a movement back toward this kind of local farming?
I definitely think there is. I feel like there's a lot of movements supporting small businesses or local, even just local businesses, because people are seeing the impact it makes to empower your own community versus empowering some multi-million-dollar corporation. And I think people see that same thing with their food. And I do think that it is something special, and it helps to build that when people are actually getting to know these farmers.
So do you see yourself in the future as doing farming? Do you see yourself as getting involved more like on the level of this organization or policy? I see there's a business administration course in your major. I'm not sure exactly what that was. Is there a business element to this? How do you envision how you'd like to sort of participate this in your career looking ahead in the future?
I really want to be a cut flower farmer. I over the summer, I actually interned at a small cut flower farm in Woodbridge. It's called Off Center Farm. And it's an amazing little farm run by two women, Christina and Becca. They grow herbs as well as cut flowers. And they're so inspirational, and they do everything through sustainable practices. And they sell at farmers markets and at a flower collective. So I was actually able to work the farmers market for them.
Wow.
And part of it includes not only helping with growing the plants, so fertilizing, pest control, cutting the flowers, and making bouquets with the flowers, as well as helping harvest herbs and drying the herbs and things like that. And so I'd always had this idea of, like, what kind of farming do I want to do? Do I want to farm vegetables? Do I want to be an herb farmer? Because when you take as many agriculture courses as I have, you get to know farmers and what they do. And I was like, I think enough people grow tomatoes. I think enough people grow cucumbers. But flowers are, you might not be able to eat flowers. I mean, some of them you can, but not many of them. But just the joy they bring to people and the color in the fields. When you walk through a flower field, especially when you know the people who've grown these flowers and the work they've put into it and what these flowers really mean to them and the people they're selling them to, it just makes the experience that much more special.
That's so cool. It's so interesting because, just on a personal note, my wife and I, we worked with a local cut flower farmer for our wedding flowers, and that was Alice Rubin, who's the former sort of director manager of the Willimantic Food Co-op, with this amazing flower farm. And we actually got to visit the farm in the season leading up to our wedding to sort of see what was, because we sort of had to figure out what was going to be available, right? Depending
right.
on what grew well and what was coming in at that time of the season. So we had these great visits like leading up to the wedding where we got to see the flowers develop and see what was going on. So again, that all those elements of knowing the person, being in touch with actually where this stuff comes from, and knowing that they're being grown in this sustainable way.
I've found that they also last longer when they're locally grown, fresh flowers. And it makes it extra special because you know how that's helping your little local ecosystem.
Yeah.
And the joy, it's, going to farmers markets and hearing from people, oh my gosh, I'm so excited that we have these flowers in or that these colors are in right now.
So definitely. Interesting. Well, this sounds, I'm obviously really, I love the subject matter of your major. I never studied stuff like this, but I often find myself being envious of the stuff that you're doing. I think it's really admirable work as well. So thank you so much for coming in and sharing these ideas with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Indie Major. If you'd like more information about individualized and interdisciplinary studies at the University of Connecticut, please visit our website at iisp.ucon.edu. That's iisp.ucon.edu. We'd also like to thank UConn Enrichment Programs and WHUS UConn Radio for their support of this show.